It's episode 217, and we've got plugins for button creation, tracking code embedding, event calendars, membership sites, activity feeds, and shortcodes displayed in your content based on time. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe. And welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall. Coming to you direct from the Great White North. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch from Laguna Beach, California.
And we got the usual great show for you, but right off the top, don't forget you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio or in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
That's right. Those reviews do help within the rankings, within all kinds of different metrics within iTunes. And it also ultimately helps others to find the show. So if you do take some time and leave us a review, just remember, if you leave a URL or a link to your website within the review, we'll not only read it on the show, but we'll also put it in the show notes so you can get a backlink. So make sure you do that on iTunes. Also, remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, we are WordPress professionals making our living with WordPress, and myself specializing in helping people with troubled websites. If something's happened to you, if you've been hacked, cracked, or anything like that, save yourself some time, money, and grief. Pick up the phone, give me a call. We can get you restored back, clean up the mess, and save all that effort. You can call me at 818-850-7729 or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you're looking for better ways to grow your site traffic, get more conversions, and increase user engagement, consider joining my program at onlinebizcoach.com. I'm prepping the entire course system right now, but by signing up to the newsletter, you can be first in line and get special discounts. I've also got a brand new ebook that you get just for signing up. So head on over to onlinebizcoach.com.
All right. And this week here, we don't have a whole lot of stuff for you, so we're pretty much just going to dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
Yep, let's roll it.
All right, off we go. All right, this week I've got a few great plugins for you, and so-so plugins in the process. The first one, though, is one for helping you manage events on your website. Now, there's lots and lots of events calendar plugins out there, and I've reviewed several of them throughout the last couple of years. This one here is one that I came across recently while helping someone get their website up and running, and it was one that they had chosen, so I thought I would look into it and see how well it would work. It's called the Events Calendar. And it does a pretty nice job of helping you set up your events on your site. And it is a freemium plugin, one in a long list of freemium plugins, as I discussed a couple of years ago about how the freemium plugin was going to take over the WordPress world. And it's starting to happen in droves. But this plugin here, it does a pretty nice job of creating maps for your events. It's got a decent interface in the back end for creating the events. It helps you to create reoccurring events. It has the premium version, add the pro version to it. It allows you to have multiple layouts. And when someone hits your website, they can have the calendar view, they can have the month view, archive view, or they can have a map view. And a map view is very nice. And what it does is it produces a map that sets up icons on there so they can see where the events are in and around your city. They can click on that and go right to the event. The biggest problem I ran into with this plugin, though, is that it does have more issues than most with conflicts between other plugins. And we were having a problem with this one here, and the icon's not working, and it turned out to be a conflict with a plugin that wasn't discussed anywhere else. So anyway, once you get through all of that and get it set up, it's a pretty decent plugin. Works fairly well. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. It's the Events Calendar from Modern Tribe.
Yes, and I've actually used this in the pro version for a client setup that was selling tickets. Yeah. So there's a little module that you can add in here so they can actually buy tickets through WooCommerce in the events calendar. Okay. And this is one of those that's kind of Eventbrite similar, where you can set up those different entities within the events calendar. The only thing that I found a little wonky with it was the actual integration within WooCommerce, and it's a little different in how you present a product versus a ticket within the events calendar. Yeah. Some of the pros that I've seen with the events calendar is if you have someplace that you have an event at, a number of different places that you have, you can address and URL and all of that destination place one time, and then it's just a drop down as far as where you, when you make a new event, you can choose from the drop down if it's an old place that you've already been. So I've experienced good luck with that one as well.
Yeah, it does have a good venue set up in it.
Yeah. So right out of the gate here, I'm going to talk about a cool new plugin that I found called Time Lord.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
It's, tip of the hat.
I don't watch Doctor Who, so I don't catch the reference, but it's basically this, John.
Yes.
You can put a short code or a series of short codes within one post and tell it when to start and stop showing that particular section of your post.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can do a drip feed of paragraphs. So the case use for this would be if you've got particular content within your post and you only want certain sections to show at certain times. This thing allows you to turn it off and on based on date and time. So you can start one, stop the other, start one, stop the other, or just reveal things in the post as time goes on, or pull things away as time goes on. It's really cool, all short code based, perfect 5 out of 5.
Excellent. Yeah, well, the Time Lord reference is the only reason I catch it is I recently started watching Doctor Who, and because it's on Netflix, I was able to binge watch and play catch up to it. Really good show, but for the longest time, I wouldn't have caught the reference to Time Lord either.
Yeah.
All right, well, the second plugin I've got here for you is a premium plugin, and it's called Wishlist Membership. And this is a membership plugin. And now I'm currently on the hunt for membership plugins, but this relates to the first site I was working on, or the previous plugin I was working on a site for a client. We were working to get this membership plugin set up. While this is a pretty decent membership plugin and how it controls the content on your site, I found that the setup for the plugin was not a completely easy task. And in particular, when using PayPal as the payment system, which is one of the most common payment gateways, the integration for this plugin was seriously lacking, and it kind of was a throwback to years ago when you had to go create your PayPal buttons manually and then place them on your site, which is what this thing has you do, instead of having a nice clean integration with your between the plugin and your site and your layout. It was kind of disappointing in that aspect. It also, the other thing I found with it is it doesn't have an easy way in it for creating a $0 or a sample sign up to your site. I mean, many membership sites offer a 24-hour gateway or 24-hour pass in exchange for signing up to their email list. This didn't offer that simple way. I had to do a bit of a workaround to make it work. So it was a bit disappointing. Initial page setup on it, very easy. It's got a good walkthrough on it. It's got a good automation system to help you get the initial pages up and running, although you have to go through them afterwards and do some touch-up to it. All in all, I found it a bit difficult in its functionality. It does work well once it's functioning, but it wasn't the cleanest setup out there. So from the other ones I'd used S2 Membership, Paid Membership Pro. This one here ranks down below those ones. So I give this a rating of 3 Dragons, almost a 2, but I couldn't give it a 2.5, so we'll give it a 3. Anyway, Wishlist Membership, check it out. You may or may not find it useful for you.
Yeah, membership plugins are very tricky.
Yeah.
And it's one of these things that when you commit, you've committed.
That's the problem.
So you've got to make sure that whatever you choose is what you're going to lock yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of different things. I think one of these days we'll do a strictly membership plugin show, and we can kind of back and forth go through all of them. That would be great.
That may happen sooner rather than later, because I actually got to hunt one down, because we're looking to replace this after we found out the limitations on it. So
great. Well, something I'm going to bring here. You know, when you advertise in Facebook, Google AdWords, or any other kinds of tools, it requires you to insert a bit of HTML code for tracking and conversion pixels. And a number of different things can happen. And typically, there are plugins that help you with analytics, plugins that help you insert the Facebook pixel, all of that. Well, I found one plugin that it lets you do all of them in one plugin. It's called Tracking Code Manager. And quite simply, it lets you manage all of your tracking codes all in one place for every different service. You can just add them on the fly as you need to. It not only integrates with Google and Facebook, it also has other kinds of SaaS tools that it'll integrate into. So if it's got an interface, chances are pretty good that you can just put this in there. That's things like Zendesk and all of that. So it worked really well for me. I was able to take a couple of different plugins that I had and actually condense them all into this one. So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's always nice when you can take one plugin and replace two or more.
That's right. As long as it holds up and keeps working well, then I've got no problems.
All right. The final one I've got for you is all you runners out there, or just a basic active person. I myself recently joined the world of running, it's been almost a year now. At any rate, if you're a runner, active person, and you use RunKeeper, this plugin is a very useful one if you want to share your stats. It's RunKeeper WordPress Activity Feed. And what it allows you to do is, if you use RunKeeper, the little app on your iPhone for doing your tracking of walks, hikes, runs, whatever you want to do, every time it sends something up to RunKeeper, you can then have the feed from RunKeeper then pre-populate into your WordPress website. And you can create a post based around it, or even have it just create the simple posts of, hey, I went for a run, it was this long, it was this amount of information. So if you're one of those folks that are out there, check this plugin out, RunKeeper WordPress Activity Feed. I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Nice. Now, does it show the map and things that you did?
No, it doesn't pull up the map. I was rather disappointed, but it puts a nice link in there that they can click on to lead back to the map and other information.
Yeah, see, I think it would be fun. Does that RunKeeper allow you also to take pictures along the way? I mean, I know you're running. But.
Yeah, well, yes, the RunKeeper, you'd have to stop, hit the camera button and take a photo. Every time I hit a run, I end it with a little selfie that gets posted to my feeds. So,
have you exhausted and panting?
actually in bliss from all of the endorphins that are running through my body.
Ah, there you go. All right, well, finally, I want to talk about a plugin called Mango Buttons, and it is a button creator for WordPress. I've been really into a bunch of different button creators lately. This is one that's no exception as far as how cool it is. It basically has an interface right within the WYSIWYG editor, and you just click on it, and it pulls up an interface and says, what kind or style of button would you like? And there are a number of different shapes and colors and things like that, but you can use the color editor to pick your own custom color and a custom hover color over it as well. Also gives you the option to add in, before the text, a number of different icons that you can choose. Anything in the... And I like to look at these as wingdings. Do they still call them wingdings?
Wingdings.
I don't think they do.
Well, the wingdings still exist.
Yeah, it's SVG. Files anyway, but it's very intuitive, very easy to create excellent looking buttons. I don't think you're ever going to have to go into Photoshop and make a button again. This does it all within the existing CSS, or you can insert your own style sheets to match your particular theme. It is called Mango Buttons, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's kind of cool. I'm finding more and more these days I'm having to start creating buttons for websites, so the easier, the better.
Yes, and it allows you to do multiple buttons in one post, and that's something that I found is a restriction of an old button plugin that I used.
Huh.
So you can use this multiple times within one post or page.
Very nice. All right, well, I covered up in this episode the events calendar, which I gave a 4-2, wishlist membership, which I gave a 3-2, and then Runkeeper WordPress activity feed, which I gave a 4-2.
And I talked about Time Lord, which allows you to insert variable content based on time right within your post. Perfect 5 out of 5. Tracking Code Manager, which allows you to insert multiple different tracking codes from multiple sources. 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Mango Buttons, which I also gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography and it's time for a change, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. New images being added regularly on a weekly basis. And also, there's some really great free ones you can get. All you gotta do is go sign up for the email list and download the images. There's about a dozen or so available now with more coming. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And a final reminder, I have a new entrepreneurs mailing list over at marcuscouch.com, so make sure you head on over there. You might see a pop-up as far as a newsletter. Go ahead and put your name and email address in there. That is something that I only will share content through the email list on my website. I will not actually be blog posting some of that stuff, so it's going to be newsletter-only content that I create. So check it out at marcuscouch.com.
All right, and little reminders, please take some time, drop into the iTunes store, give us a review, help improve the show rankings, and if you're on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Greatly appreciate that. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch. And also remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
That's all we got. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.